This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Monday. This is a busy, busy week because this Saturday, St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown, sponsored by Belco, and Ranky Brothers.
Yep.
They're doing our float for us.
They sure are.
We've won the best float for the past 4 years.
It's at least four years. So fun. I'm so excited. All my friends are going. Like, it's just a party downtown.
It's going to be crazy. So they're expecting 250,000 people down there. We will have our float with beads, lots of beads, and we will be passing out the beads. All you got to do is make a sign.
Yeah, you have to make a sign. And a lot of people are like, not a lot, but the people that are like, give me some beads. Nope, you have to make a sign. It says, BJ and Jamie, bead me.
That's it?
That's it. It's that easy.
We will find your sign. You will get beads. It's going to be a party, man. It just feels like the official kickoff of spring.
I agree with you.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it.
Yep.
And you got baseball coming up, man. Perfect time downtown. Got to love it.
I heard gambling in there somehow. I don't know.
No. No, it just feels like spring.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
All right. Jefferson County, man. They're funny over there.
They are the sheriff's department.
So funny.
I mean, you know, I'm a Dougco girl. I love the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, but Jeffco, hilarious.
Oh, I live over where it's just yuck, 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 man. We are just a bunch of comedians over in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So the Jeffco Sheriff's Department, they went around to all the public restrooms, right, all over the county, and they put up a thing that said, "We're going to be searching your genitalia April 22nd."
Is there a reason why they picked April 22nd to fondle the packages?
I don't know what happens on April 20th. Is that some kind of day? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Is that like earmarked for something, Spadil? Can you look into April
22nd? I'm looking
22nd?
It up right now, yeah.
Okay, what is April 22nd?
Is it National Hot Dog Day or anything?
Gummy Bear Day.
Gummy Bear Day. It doesn't fit. Yeah. That's kind of kiddos
work.
Kind of thing there.
Yeah, that
no.
Doesn't fit. Anyway, they put a notice. It says, like, notice. This restroom is still open, but beginning April 22nd, the Jeffco Sheriff's Department will be doing random genitalia searches all public restrooms. And then it had the seal for the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Look, it's fake.
It is fake.
It's fake.
It's a fraud.
It's not. Somebody's out there.
They never did that.
Somebody out there trying to just get a little bit of a laugh, I guess. Now, when they say public restrooms, I couldn't put my finger on where exactly they're talking about. Like in parks?
Yeah, parks
and recreational facilities.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And you go,
it's not in a business anywhere.
You wouldn't find this in
a Walmart.
You know where you go hiking or whatever, and they have those concrete ones, like those, like you guys said, the parks, and all those.
Anything ran by the government.
But I could see it popping up in a business somewhere if it's some youngster out there trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my brain, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm like. Okay, you guys want to do a prank? Yeah, okay. What's it going to be? well, let's put Jeffco sheriffs on blast and say that they're going to look at genitalia. Yeah, that's a great idea, James. I mean, who thought of this? It is the dumbest, weirdest, like, prank I've ever heard in my life.
You're taunting the authorities, man.
Yeah, exactly. You're going after the wrong people.
Yeah. They're going to come after you, man.
And do you not realize there are cameras everywhere now?
Yeah.
Even in remote locations now, they have cameras.
I hope you get caught.
I do too, because you're a dumbass.
I want to see what they do to you.
It's like, I don't even get like what parts, like, why? I'm just trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah, I mean, what are you benefiting from this?
Yeah, right. Okay?
Because people that scam and do things like that, they're looking for monetary benefit, right?
Right? Yeah.
But this one has nothing attached to it. Unless you're just going to be there on April 22nd hoping somebody shows up to get
I know.
Squeezed.
That's the only thing I can think is like maybe they're going to wear a fake cop outfit on the 22nd and start looking at people. I don't know either.
I don't get the payoff for you.
There's no payoff.
It's all downside, right?
I mean, even if you're in high school and you're teenagers, like, I can get that it's a goofy thing, but you guys are going against Jeffco Sheriff's Department. Like, that's a dumb move.
Did you see, speaking of Jeffco, did you see the big skyscraper hotel that's going down in Morrison?
No.
Yeah.
No.
For Red Rocks.
What?
Well, it's only four stories.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like skyscraper.
Yeah,
35 floors with a pool on top.
Wow, that's going to really fit in.
Oh, this thing's going to be massive. They say it's going to be bigger than the Disney complex.
Well, isn't there already like a hotel that's geared towards people that go to Red Rocks in Golden? And it has like a whole Red Rocks vibe to it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like some really cool hotel in Golden, and that's what everybody does. Well, they stay there.
They had a groundbreaking over the weekend.
Red Rocks concert season is officially kicking off, and fans are filing in. But after the show, places for music lovers are few and far between.
Less of a hotel scene and more of a camping scene.
But for the first time in 60 years, Morrison will see big city development when it breaks ground on a commercial project later this month.
Yeah, 84 stories.
A boutique hotel designed for concert goers is coming to Bear Creek Avenue. Plans for the Red Hotel show it'll be three stories high and have 22 rooms.
Oh, three. I said four.
Whoops.
It's even shorter than four.
I know, right?
There's nothing wrong with bringing more revenue into the town.
Michael Page, one of the town's 400 residents, thinks it'll be great for new business. But he sees one big problem.
The biggest concern is the parking.
On weekends, the town's street and lot parking are already stretched thin.
Where are these people going to park?
No kidding. Where are you going to park?
All I know is this. Listen, this is fascinating, but people are so mad at us right now.
Why?
Because we haven't given out the code word.
Oh, for post-balloon.
Totally forgot about that.
Post-balloon.
Yeah.
Oops.
People are so mad. I'm just seeing the texting is going insane. Like, listen, it's a great story, but people are pissed right now.
Well, I'm going to finish the story. It's only a three-story hotel.
Really?
22 rooms. That's it.
I heard it was 4 to 35.
Well, they shortened it.
Oh, okay.
They ran out of money. All right, Post Malone. We got your chance to get qualified.
Do we have like a little thing?
No.
A stinger or
anything? Nothing.
What?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
I had some help. Help.
I'm looking right now. Nothing in here. Nothing.
Oh, come on. We got to get in the mood.
Anything?
I got one in there now. There you go.
Okay. Ready? Go. We're a professional broadcast company. All right, here's the deal. The Post Malone tickets are up for grabs at Mile High and Empower Field. This is a huge, huge ticket. Not only do you have a chance to win these two tickets, but also VIP tickets to the Post Malone's big-ass tailgater, plus two tickets to the concert later that night. Tailgate passes include skipping the lines for that tailgate, food tickets, drink tickets, photo booth opportunities, the exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book that will not be available to the public yet. Also, you're automatically entered to win a Chroma Harley Davidson, designated check-in, on-site VIP host, like your own person. This is amazing. So here's what you need to do. You need to text this code word to 303-22-ALICE. Again, 303-222-5423 for your chance to win. This is huge. I mean, I don't even think we have a value on it because we can't figure it out.
I want to go.
I do too. This is unbelievable. All right. So again, text this code word that I'm about to give you, 303-222-5423. The word is Austin. A-U-S-T-I-N. Today's code word is Austin. A-U-S-T-I-N. Good luck.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
BJ and Jamie.
Gotta tell you, this Gene Hackman and his wife's story has been just bizarre from day one. It broke about 2 weeks ago. Both found dead in their home down in New Mexico. Here's the way this thing's unfolded over the last 2 weeks.
For more than a week, the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy have been a mystery filled with speculation. Today, Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell provided answers.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Santa Fe Sheriff Adam Mendoza confirmed that Betsy Arakawa Hackman had run several errands on February 11th, and when she returned home, the data trail turned cold. Based on Hackman's pacemaker activity, it appears he was alive for a full week after his wife passed away.
Was he aware that Ms. Hackman had died? And I think that question's difficult to answer, but I can tell you that he was in an advanced state of Alzheimer's, and it's quite possible that he was not aware that she was deceased.
Rat poop.
It was mouse poop.
But, mouse poop.
The thing is, so here's the crazy part about her. So she had texts that day to and from her massage therapist. She was really like healthy, and she was into health foods and all that. So she talked to her massage therapist. Then she went to Sprouts and got some good old food, some fruits and vegetables.
Healthy.
Then she was seen at CVS wearing a mask. But the one odd thing is that they said that they loved their dogs. They absolutely adored their dogs. And the veterinarian thought it was weird because she never had missed picking up her dog's prescriptions, and she'd missed it. She missed her dog's special food pickup and the prescription. They called and called her, and they knew something was wrong, but they didn't call anybody. Yeah. But they knew something was off because she never missed. And then that's when they don't even know if Gene knew that his dog had died in the crate.
All right, this mouse poop. Yeah. I've been telling you off air, well, on air too, that I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Now, sure, and you have. Hantavirus, everybody's heard of it.
I can't remember it. When
really?
I first saw it over the weekend, it was all news to me.
I think they started scaring us about it in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand, though. In the report that we just played there, it says that she was contaminated with this virus, but then they said that she died of natural causes.
Well, because
how could that be?
Because the it went to her lungs.
Yeah.
Right, but I would think that would be respiratory failure, not natural causes.
Natural causes from the virus.
From the disease, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean,
weird. It's just weird that the way they state things.
So here's the thing, and I just posted about it too, because in our neck of the woods, Conifer, I think, they just posted a whole thing about it, because a lot of people here own barns and horses, and that's where the deer mice like to, and it could be any rodent. All these rodents can get hantavirus, but we're more known for it because of mice, but they nest, and it says basically it could be one mouse in your house, or it could be an infestation. It doesn't matter. Obviously, you have more of a chance, but it's extremely rare. Listen to this. It says in New Mexico, there were only 136 infections in 50 years.
Wow.
Okay.
In New Mexico.
All right.
And they have a lot of deer mice. It can't go from human to human. Dogs can't get it.
That's good.
It's airborne. So if you see a mouse turd, do not vacuum it. Because when you vacuum a mouse turd up, it will, if it has hantavirus, it just puts the particles
and that air
in the
goes,
air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it.
So what you're supposed to do is wet it down with bleach, wait a little bit until it's really soaked, and then you can vacuum it.
See, this is all news to me.
Or wipe it up with a paper towel. Mm-hmm. But most likely just wipe it up with paper. That's what I do, is wipe it up with a bleach paper towel.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it, you know, the cabin, there's mouse turds, no lie about it. If you're in a barn, if you have a camper, there's always mouse turds, right?
I've got a little miniature, kids used to use it for the people that lived there before me as a playhouse.
Right.
And now I just put storage stuff in there. And I've had like bird feed. Remember when I bought all that bird feed? Yeah. And I've had that stuff in there, which draws the mice in there.
Yeah, and it can be rats, too.
I cleaned that sucker out last year, and I didn't use a mask. I didn't use bleach. All I did was go in there with a shop vac.
Oh, God. Shop vac is the worst thing. Yeah. Sometimes so barely even have a filter in
them. You were breathing that all in.
Yeah. Well, you would have been dead by now, so you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That confirms the fact that I know that I didn't know anything about this. I had no idea it was this dangerous.
And the symptoms are like flu, so people don't know they have it. In fact, one report was that this guy went to the Santa Fe, New Mexico hospital, said he had the flu. They checked him for hantavirus. He had it. And he literally died that same day.
See, that's the scary part. You have no idea. You just think it's like you said, the flu. Or
it has like a 50% death rate. And it's instant.
The report is she died 7 days before he died.
Yeah.
They know when the credit cards and all that stuff stopped. So they know when she fell over. Mm-hmm. And then he lived for 7 more days inside the house.
I don't know why I do this to myself, and I know you're being serious, but in my head, because they said it can come from rodent poop or saliva, in my head, I have like a couple of mice smoking cigarettes around a gambling table at my house, at the cabin, and they're, chewing. Yeah, you got it, Ron? Yeah, let's give it to her. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Guess where I pooped? She'll never find it. Guess what? Right behind the fridge.
Yeah, right?
She'll never find it. Oh, we got her right where we want her.
Did I tell you, not at the cabin, but at my real house, I found a dead mouse under the refrigerator when they took the old fridge out.
Is that the same?
As what?
If a rotting mouse, would that be the same? Could you get the same virus?
Only if the filter from the air conditioner, or from the refrigerator is putting it in the air. It's all airborne, I guess. Yeah. So that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because we had those traps in the house for a while there when we were having a little bit of a problem.
I guess if it
now
burped.
Now it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if you have... Hey, Charlie, guess where I pooped?
But then why does it matter if it's saliva, if it's airborne? Because you disrupt the saliva too? When you vacuum?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you had never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. It's just
all puzzling.
You've heard
of the thing that you get from ticks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'm just checking because I want to make sure you're in on Colorado.
And snakes. You don't want to get bitten by one.
Well, yeah, but there's not a virus that goes with that.
Yeah. A deadly one.
I'm just saying. I've never heard of this rat poop thing.
Really?
It's crazy.
But it can also be their urine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
anyway. Well, enjoy. And it took 2 weeks for them to discover exactly what happened because it's so rare.
I know. The and fact she was so active.
Yeah.
You know, the
and
day
I guess
she died.
She had him on, like, a yoga plan or something.
Yeah,
did you see that?
And strict foods. He wasn't allowed sugar.
And I was also thinking if she passed away 7 days before he did, she may have been helping him with his medication for his heart.
Oh, that's true, too.
And then all of a sudden that just stops.
Here's what I don't get. You're worth $60 million. Why don't you have a caretaker? Because she went and did errands for 2 hours without him having anybody. He has severe Alzheimer's. She went on errands for 2 hours and left him alone. He could have cut off his arm. You know? I mean, why didn't they have help?
Anything could have happened.
That's $60 million.
As a married man, I look at it a little differently.
Uh-oh.
I'm 96 years old, and my wife has forced me to do yoga and eat right. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
And it's his money.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to eat right. I'm 96 years old.
That's true.
And I'm not doing yoga. Okay?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.